Morning Show on East Coast FM.
Now, here he is, Pete Weatherburn. Pete is Pete the Vet. He's got a website called Pete the Vet. You'll find him in person on the Old Connell Road at the practice there, Bray Vet. So you're very welcome, Pete.
Thank you, Declan. That's good to be here.
Thank you very much for coming in. And Pete, just a question has come in here from Mary. She says, could you please ask Pete what I can do with 5 feral kittens? What age can they be spayed? I feed them all, so they're here all the time with me. I can imagine loads and loads of cats. Mm. I don't want to keep them all, as I suspect they're all female.
Yes, well, it's great that Mary's engaging like that with these kittens, because otherwise they do go completely feral. They can't find enough food. They're not vaccinated, so they get sick, and they suffer a lot. So what do you do? Well, probably the best thing is to engage with people who are used to doing this, because it's quite difficult doing it as a novice. And so if you go online, you'll find there's a website called Feral Cats Ireland, and that's an organisation which has volunteers around the country who help out to some extent with what needs to be done. And what needs to be done is these kittens need to be caught, and that often means using a trap to catch them, and they can lend you a trap often, or we at our practice at Bray Vet, we actually lend out cages as well. You catch the kittens, bring them to the vet, get them spayed or neutered, usually get the tip of one ear removed, just snipped off, so you can identify which ones have been done. You vaccinate them and you microchip them, ideally. And once you've done that, then these cats are identifiable, and once they're spayed or neutered, they can go off and live a wildish life, but not reproducing, and they can have a good life like that. Or if they're very tame feral kittens, sometimes we will actually, people will just keep them as pets and tame them over time.
Obviously Mary is not catching them, they're all there, I'd say. Mm. Because they're all getting fed she's coming to the stage where she feels she has to do something about them. 5 cats running around the house.
It sounds like they're a bit older now, but you could get them spayed anytime from 4 months of age. But like I say, I think getting help from somebody who's used to doing it is probably the best way forwards, because otherwise, you know, as a complete newbie, Mary, you will be, you know, there's a very steep learning curve, and it's better to get the help of somebody who's already been up that curve, and so they know the ropes of what you're doing.
The website is
feralcatsireland.org.
Okay, another one here. Lurcher, 5, presumably that's 5 years old, likes lamb bone to chew on and all that. However, when the bone gets spiky, should we take it away?
Well, my answer to that would be yes. Like most vets, I have some anxieties about dogs having bones, especially cooked bones, because they do tend to crunch them up, and there are dangers for sharp pieces of bone damaging their mouth, or they're being swallowed and damaging their esophagus, or getting stuck in their intestines. And I suppose as vets, we do see cases like this, and we see the sometimes what can be very serious consequences. I know a lot of people out there will say, nonsense, dogs traditionally have eaten bones for thousands of years and there's nothing wrong with it at all. And so I'm aware that there's different viewpoints. My view is you should simply be aware of the risks. So sure, maybe if you want to give your dog's bones, that's fine. I would prefer giving them safe chew toys, things like those red rubber Kongs stuffed with moist food and then deep frozen. If you give them those, then they're much safer. They're much less likely to harm themselves, and they enjoy them just as much. But there are different views out there.
Okay. Now, I believe a bit of the work you do intruded on your love of fashion, because Pete was at a fashion show last night. So tell us more.
Yes, I felt very honoured to be asked by Milo's Mission to speak at their fashion show. I have to stress, Declan, I wasn't a model. I wasn't walking up and down the catwalk or dog walk, whatever you call it, with the clothes on. But I was speaking there, and there was a lovely crowd of, I don't know, heading for 100 people, and it was at Fisher's in Newtown Mount Kennedy, the clothes shop there. They hosted the evening, and so they have great clothes there, and they had lovely sort of casual models, just I suppose punters, were getting up on and walking with the clothes on, and great descriptions of the clothes. It was a very, very enjoyable evening, but more importantly, it was a fundraising evening for a charity called Milo's Mission. And I think the really interesting thing about Milo's Mission is that Milo's Mission fits the mold of the new way of dog rescues. Now, traditionally, dog rescues would be places like Wicklow SPCA, where you'd have a rescue centre, you'd have a bunch of kennels where dogs are surrendered or stray dogs are put in there, and they stay there until they get their new home. And that indeed has worked very well for many years. But one of the problems right now with rescues across the country...
They're full.
They're absolutely full to brimming, and all their kennels are full. They've no space to go.
To sum up this, it's a foster in...
So the foster in people's homes. So any of you listeners out there, if you have enough space in your house, perhaps to have a dog living for a few weeks or a few months, you contact Milo's Mission, and they'll give you a dog to look after for a while, and they help you out with things like food costs and other costs, so on. The only problem for Milo's Mission is it's a big fundraising effort to keep the show on the road, and so I was delighted to be able to help them. And if any listeners out there feel they'd like to contribute, either by fostering dogs or cats, they do cats as well, or by contributing some funds to the charity, if you go to the Milo's Mission website, you'll find out all the information there.
Great, and thank you to Pete Weatherburn, Pete the Vet.